Chapter 3 The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy started to cry.
I want to go home, she cried.
Oh, dear child, don't cry. We'll find a solution,
the good witch said, and took Dorothy's hand. Then she smiled and said,
I know. You can ask the Wizard of Oz. Maybe he can help you. He can do anything.
The Wizard of Oz? Who's he?
He's a wonderful wizard, and he lives in the Emerald City in the Land of Oz,
explained Glinda.
Go to him. But Oz is far away, so you'll need these magical shoes to help you.
Suddenly, the beautiful red shoes of the dead witch appeared on Dorothy's feet.
Good luck, my dear,
Glinda said.
I must go now.
And she started to leave.
Wait,
Dorothy said.
How can I get to the Emerald City?
Just follow the yellow brick road,
Glinda said, and then she disappeared. And just then, a yellow road appeared at Dorothy's feet. Dorothy and Toto began to walk on it and were soon out of Munchkin Land. They saw only flowers and green hills around them. Soon they passed a field. In the middle of the field, there was a scarecrow. He wore a red shirt, blue jeans, and a funny yellow hat. Dorothy looked at his button nose and his two little eyes. Suddenly, the scarecrow winked at her. Dorothy stopped in surprise and looked closely at the scarecrow. And it winked at her again.
Hello,
it said.
Can you help me get down from this pole?
Dorothy lifted the scarecrow very easily because he was full of straw and very light. She put him on the ground.
Thank you,
said the scarecrow.
It's nice to move my legs again. Now I can walk, but, oh dear, where can I go? I can't decide because I haven't got a brain in my head. Just straw. I really want a brain. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz,
said Dorothy.
He will help me go back home because he can do anything.
Anything?
Asked the Scarecrow.
Do you think he can give me a brain?
Yes, maybe he can, said Dorothy.
So the Scarecrow joined Dorothy and Toto on their journey to see the Wizard of Oz.